story, we could make it when it starts to get hot on the political scene in our story, because it's going to lead to the end of war part of it gradually, eventually. So we could show then, you know, the correspondence to the White House. How it looks like from in there, in whatever corresponds to the Oval Office in this story, something like that, where the people, you know, the big president, emperor there, and the people around him, you know, they are losing control. They're desperate. They're in panic. Maybe he is going crazy. And they have to just pretend everything is fine. But we show the completely irrational scene that has developed there. And then someone steps out of that room and takes that to the media, and it's just his or her job to deliver a picture of perfection and everything is fine and we have everything under control. And but then we see how this is, that person is becoming looking stranger and stranger and becoming less and less convincing, and we can see the doubts eating there from within. And then, you know, back into that office, and we see the world out there, and that, I mean, there should be a tragic comic element here because many people are dying. I mean, we have entire continents threatened. And then you have this message going out that, you know, we are saving you from this evil nation who is supporting terrorism. But, you know, then by doing terror to the whole world almost,